Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's October 4, 2021. I'm Benjamin Bernstein, and this is our Monday night New Earth Support Team call. So grateful to each and every one of you. Thanks. So grateful that you are all here. And I just realized something. Well, my usual camera isn't hooked up, but I think it's working okay. So I neglected to hook up the external camera, and it looks like I don't need it. Oh, cool. All right. So I'll take the internal laptop camera. It seems to be doing a fine job. Okay. I just learned something by accident. So anyhow, welcome to Awakening Plus. And I'll give the usual intro stuff because I always assume there's at least one person on the live call or listening to the recording later. So what we do here is we support the Awakening Aquarian Age. And ironically, we do this by receiving our own healing and awakening. Strange as that may sound, I'll explain how that works in a minute. So, in order to receive this benefit, here's what we're going to do to set it up. After this little intro, I'm going to call the directions of the mesa I'm sitting at, and I'm going to call the four directions in the center. I'm going to then call in a whole bunch of divine allies of high vibration and benevolent intent. And they are going to come in, and you may not recognize them all, but they're all of the light here to help us. Then we'll kind of create a container. This will work for you whether you're live or on the recording, either way. Then when that's done, we will go to embodied awakening. And I'm going to make a little technical adjustment here because I'm so used to looking at this external camera that we're not using. I'm going to just raise this up so it's at eye level, and that way I won't feel like I'm in the wrong place. Let's see how that works. So if you're on the audio recording, that won't be good. But for the visual folks, hopefully this is a little better. And if anyone is having any visual challenges, I mean, on my little window, it looks good. And I'm just learning that's one less piece of gear I have to set up for this, which is awesome. So back to my explanation. I'm sorry, I'm getting distracted by myself. We'll do a process where you'll call your higher self into your human body. You'll get as much of it as serves your highest good. And that will help you a lot in doing what comes after, which is the service part where we say, hey, here we are. We wish to do what we can to help the great global awakening come in and make use of us. And we then act as surrogates for the collective. Each of us will receive our own unique healing and or awakening and or spiritual experience, all of which will be like broadcast and magnified and multiplied and sent down to a bunch of other people. So whatever you're going through, it will help others process it too. So it's a big win-win. And our calls on Monday nights through a support team have worked very consistently like this for months. And our allies must seem happy with it because once we kind of evolved into this, they've held it steady. So everybody wins. So let's do it. I do always make a couple of requests. I request that you give this your full and undivided attention, just as if you were right here in the room with me, even if you're on the recording. And this is for your benefit and the benefit of others, since not only will you have a better experience, obviously, but everyone else is actually affected by the quality of your concentration. The recording of this event is held in the Akashic Records beyond space and time. So even if you do this years from the recording date, your energy is still going in and affecting everyone else who ever has done it, is doing it, or ever will do it. So it's a little bit of a responsibility to be here. That's why I ask that you come on, give it your best shot, be fully present, and then we'll be of the best service here. I know not multitasking is a lot to ask in this day and age, but I certainly do make the request. Then the other request is most people will stay to the closing bell when I close the sacred container. But if you, for some reason, have to depart earlier than that, it's okay. Just ask the allies to ease you out of the sacred container. Again, even if you're on the recording, the effects are the same, live or recording. And just ask them to ease you out if you have to leave early. All righty. So now, with that said, let's do our process. So I invite you to relax as I call the directions and call the allies. I recommend that if you feel energy moving within you as a result of what I'm doing, just feel what's happening on its own. Be passive and just let the energy move itself with its own divine intelligence. If you do not feel that energy, then just feel your breath coming and going however it will. and just be with that. Either way, you're passive, your ego's resting, you're allowing the divine to work for you. And it can do this stuff way better than your human self can, for sure. True for me as well. All right, so let's do this. I invite you to close your eyes now, relax, and either feel the energy move or feel the breath come and go. Pachamama Mamakiya Wirakocham Inti Kuichi. I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening for myself that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness for myself that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher for myself that serves highest good, please. We call spirit songs higher self. We call Ama the hugging saint. We call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. Doesn't that feel nice? We call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Sai Ma. We call our elemental allies. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Grandfather Mountain, Apu Mount Mitchell. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Hedgehog, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, that's a sweet container. See if you can feel that in and around you. Okay, now I'll lead you through embodied awakening. Again, assuming there's at least one new person, I'll explain how we do this. So here we are going to invite our higher self to merge with us in our human body to the greatest extent that serves highest good. which means all you can hold, but not too much. So think of your body as a car. Your ego will slide to the passenger seat, so your divine can drive. At any point, your ego doesn't like the divine's driving, it can slide right back over, take the wheel. The divine will step out instantly, and your human ego self is driving again right away. So I need your human self to know there's no danger, no risk, instantly reversible. You can try it on and see how you like it. The benefits of embodied awakening include more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you are responsible for, you can do more responsibly and joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out so much, you can know what to do through intuition more, and there will be more bliss. So if that sounds good, let's do it. So in a moment, you're going to speak to your higher self. When I get to the words, say them out loud if you can. Do them silently if you must. So we're going to start the words now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Let the words go, relax, be passive. If you feel energy moving in your body, let that be your focus, letting the energy move on its own, but noticing. If you cannot feel that, then rest your attention on the breath, coming and going as it will, no breath control, passive. As you're doing this, here's a few tips to make it work better. I recommend that you do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening while this invocation is in process. I also recommend you do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just relax, either feel the energy move or feel your breath come and go on its own. Should you become distracted, do not fight the distraction or try to change it. Let it be as it is with no resistance. But do treat that distraction as an uninvited guest. You don't have to pay any further attention to it. So you'll relax back into feeling energy or feeling breath. Should that distraction keep yammering away in the background, it's okay. Let it do its thing. Remember, it's not you. You keep relaxing into energy or breath. You don't want to fight that distraction because that'll just make it stronger and more persistent. Ignore it. Go back to what you do want to focus on. Finally, let's discover how little effort is needed even to feel energy or breath. So for a moment, I invite you into zero effort. Simply exist. Chill out. Relax. No focus. Let whatever happens, happen. A lot of you are going into embodied awakening now. I am graced with the ability to feel not only the live folks, but the ones on the recording afterward as a group. Wow, a lot of folks in embodied awakening already. So if you're in embodied awakening, just relax and just be there without effort. How do you know you're there? All the following are true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. That's you. Relax and enjoy it. It'll hold itself automatically. If you're not there yet, keep relaxing. Just either just feel energy move or just feel breath. No effort beyond that. Returning to that focus if you drift. And using the least effort needed to feel all this. If zero is not enough to feel it, then you start adding teensy tiny bits of effort in incrementally until you get the awareness. and then hold at that very small level of effort. In this practice, any effort more than is actually needed actually slows the whole thing down. So minimum effort needed to hold focus, even if that level of effort is zero. We'll leave a moment longer for anyone else to get into embodied awakening who's not there. And by the way, getting all the way into embodied awakening is not required to do this. Even if you didn't budge at all or you just moved partway there, that's all good. You are welcome to do the rest of this call, however awakened or not you are. It's just that the more embodied awakening you have, the better it feels to you and the more effective your service becomes. Everything's better with awakening. And I've never experienced any downside. Okay, the energy's starting to come in, so that's the signal that it's time to start serving. Beloved divine allies, we come to serve. And we ask that you make use of us in whatever way serves highest good for the great awakening on planet Earth. We do ask that this work serve the highest good of all concerned, including those of us who are serving. So let no harm come to any of us, and may our highest benefit be served by our service as well. They're happy with that. So here comes the energy. So as we go forward, I'm going to be talking a little bit more, and then there will be a lot more silence, because the nature of this work is that each of us will have a unique experience. The healing and awakening you receive will not be the same as anyone else's. In fact, if you come back to this as a recording inside the membership, you'll have a different experience every time. So that's why I'm not going to try to narrate everything I feel, because you may not be feeling that. I will comment if inspired to do so, but if any time what I'm describing is not what you are experiencing, please do not try to match my words. Stay with what's happening to you. You are getting your own perfect customized experience at all times on this call. So now there may be silences for a bit. Again, you may get healing, you might get awakening, you might have different spiritual experiences. Please rest and don't use effort to make anything happen. You can now open to experience whatever happens, whatever images, feelings, whatever your experience is, just go with it. The only recommendation is if there's thought happening, that won't help you. So let thoughts swirl around if it wants to, but just keep bringing your attention back to the spiritual experience. And you can do what you want, but I think you'll have a better experience if you treat thought as distraction, keep coming back to what you're feeling or seeing in the inner world or otherwise experiencing. Here we go. Just relax and allow. Sometimes when healing energy comes through, your body might shake or vibrate or tremble. You might cry or make sound. You might want to move your body in certain ways. Whatever the body wants to do, allow it if possible. Don't be a drama queen for the hell of it, but if the body wants to move a certain way to release or move energy, then that's a good thing. The energy is shifting and getting more subtle. At least in my experience. Remember to relax and open to whatever's happening to you, whether it's blissful or challenging or whatever. Know that whatever you experience will benefit many others. Just keep relaxing, opening to whatever's happening. Know that the allies present are optimizing your experience for this moment so that you can serve the others by surrogate. Please continue to relax into your experience very passively. I'm having a pretty vivid experience of energy flowing up and out my crown chakra and up into the heavens. Yeah, for me, the energy is getting quite celestial now. I suspect it is for many others as well. It's like my body's turning into crystal energetically. The energy is going deeper now. And I'm feeling it filtering back into my physical body. So it could be that we're coming back to ground while bringing this higher awareness with us. We'll see what happens. I'm back in physical form, but still with lots of that divine awareness with me. Leave a moment to see if any of the energy you brought in would like to merge with your physical self. Okay, just checking my own arrival in my body. It's more solid than before. Let's see if it's solid enough. It is. Once again, the idea is to be fully present in your physical body, yet trailing clouds of glory, as was once said, maintaining the divine consciousness that you were experiencing possibly in a disembodied state previously. Okay, yeah, I'm in my body. So I'm going to close the container, and then we'll move on to an announcement and then some feedback if anyone wants to give that. I invite you to relax and just passively feel whatever energetic shifts are created by my closing the container. Pachamama. Mama Kia, Wirakocha, Inti. Thank you, allies, for this lovely experience. We're honored to be able to come and serve the Great Global Awakening. And thank you for the blessings and awakenings and healings and other experiences we've received as we offered ourselves to this service. Thank you so much, allies. So grateful. Oh. Okay, that closes the container. For those who are not members of Awakening Plus, I invite you to try it out. A dollar for 30 days gives you full membership. Go to awakeningplusplus.com. And that gives you over 350 archived events, a 16-part invocation course, self-guided internal family systems therapy audio. Lots more beyond that too. Not to mention about half the calls every month are just for members. So it entitles you to those. Lots of good stuff. So check it out, awakeningplus.com, and see if, you just got a taste of what we do here tonight, but there's so much more. For those of you who are or are even not members, I offer my individual services also. Go to astroshaman.com and I do astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, life coaching, and more. So check that out again, astroshaman.com, if you'd like to learn more about that. Let's open the container for questions and comments. So give me a sec to set that up technically. All right, so spontaneous unmuting is now allowed for anyone on the live call. So if you're on Zoom, just click that microphone, take the slash off and talk. If you prefer to type in the chat, I'll read them off the best I can. If you're on the phone, *6 mutes and unmutes you. So anyone who's got some questions or comments, feedback, whatever, this is the time. And if there's periods when we don't have anyone talking or texting, then there's still plenty of awesome energy here, and we can simply relax and enjoy that while we await anyone's feedback. I'll just comment. It's really nice to know I can use the webcam, built-in camera, and not have to use my external camera on the tripod for these calls. That's one less thing I have to worry about technically. Wow, sweet energy. I love it when the allies give us bonus sweetness like this. Well, we've got a whole lot of silence tonight. No one's typing anything. No one's speaking. So maybe it's a zero feedback night. So last call for questions or comments. Anyone want to throw anything in? Going once. Going twice. Wow. It's been a while since we had no feedback at all, but... Oh, wait. Someone typed something. Yoo-hoo! Jeannie types, divine energies were very healing. Happy face. Thank you, Benjamin. Glad to hear that, Jeannie. Anybody else want to throw something in before we wrap it up? I do understand that when the energy is really sweet and strong, like it certainly was for me tonight, it can be a lot of effort to type or speak. So just blissing out is a lot more easy than interacting sometimes. It's perfectly fine. And L types, beautiful, many thanks. And I wanted to remember Spirit Song, so wanted to co-host tonight, but she had a rough day with pain and just wasn't up to it. And she is going to be working with pain a lot until November 2nd when she has her hip replacement surgery. That's like nearly a month from now, so we'll count the days. And any of you who are inspired to send some healing energy her way, we'd be so grateful for that. She's in an ungodly amount of pain. I can't even imagine how much she's hurting. And even those strong pain relievers are only doing so much. So if anyone feels like throwing a little healing energy her way, then feel free. Jeannie types divine. Oh, she already typed. Looks like I've already read the feedback. So again, last call again for any feedback, verbal or typed. Alrighty then. Thank you all so much for being here. So grateful for your showing up. There's, again, always so many cool things you could be doing. And the fact that you chose to do this, wow, I'm honored. Really, really grateful you showed up to help out in the way we do here. Again, non-members, check out awakeningplus.com. Everyone else, to learn more about what I do, astroshaman.com. All right, it's a wrap. Thanks so much, everybody, for being here. And this Wednesday, two nights from tonight, on October 6, 2021, we're doing the Divinely Directed Call, where we show up and stuff happens spontaneously. So hang out for that. And we got a whole schedule up for the month. You can learn about that at astroshaman.com. Homepage, fourth section down, there's a blog post about the October events. You can read all about the cool stuff we got coming up. Alrighty. Thanks again, everybody. And bye-bye.